Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadet. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving, doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
Monday morning, I'm with
entire learning system. We are just here to start your week off. Grow you in your living experience, in your earth school journey. Thank you so much for starting your week off with us. We will be joined by Sister Queen, Sister Adeyemi, coming up in the 7:30 hour. And the topic of the day, step by step, what would you do when your back is up against the wall? Well, we're about to find out today. So be sure and forward this link to another show or text somebody and let them know that Monday Morning Mindfulness is on. And if you are still celebrating this holiday weekend, it's about time to do a cleanse, right? It's about time to do a fast because we've had enough sweet potato pie. We didn't have enough all that other good stuff, the German chocolate cake and the pumpkin pie for those of y'all who eat pumpkin pies. You know, it's time for a cleanse. I think it's time for a cleanse. Our executive producer, Naima Latif, is on a seven-day cleanse, and I'm supposed to be on it with her, right? But I couldn't do this. So I had somebody, Nelson, Admiral Nelson, they dropped off some bean pies, and there were so many. I was like, well, let me just get one. So maybe that pie gone. So it's like, yeah, I've been hitting the gym hard, and yeah, it's time for a cleanse. So join me on that, won't you? Excuse me, if you're listening online, you can join us on our social media channels, Higher Learning Network, excuse me, on YouTube, Higher Learning TV Show, and on Facebook, Higher Learning TV Show. It's the same thing. And on Instagram, it's the Zelda Speaks. If you are headed out and about today, do know that it is Monday morning, and there's always some madness out in the street. That's why we try to give you a little peace before you head out the door, because it is crazy outside. Traffic and Weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. If you are a business owner or entrepreneur and you have services or products to sell, then you need to be a member of itex.com. And it's Chicagoland itex, excuse me. Let me put the correct address up there. If you want to go to the Caribbean, Alaska, Hawaii, Vegas, anywhere in the world, you can go through iTex and not pay cash money. And all you have to do is go and sign up and use the code, my name, Zeldul, Z-E-L-D-A, always giving thanks to the ancestors. And you'll get $100 to go shopping immediately. And be sure and tell Karen Kelly that Zelda sent you. As we take a look at the traffic, well, actually, the weather, if you're going out, you should know that it is bright and chilly out today, 16 down to 16 tonight, with a wind chill factor of 16. Woo! Tomorrow, 27, yay, but it's going to be 30 today, and back up into the 40s on Tuesday, so I am most grateful for that, aren't you? As we take a look at the expressways, if you are headed out and about, you always know that it is, you have to allow yourself some extra time, right? Right. And that's exactly what you'll get on the expressway. No reported delays on CTA or Metro, but inbound on the Kennedy, you know, that's a whole other story. It is tight from Central to Addison. Slow again at River Road. Inbound on the Kennedy is 41 in, 21 out. It's also slow on the outbound at Division Avenue. That Armitage exit as well as, in Division is still closed and due to a water main issue on Milwaukee Avenue, so you might want to steer clear of that. As we take a look at the Eaton's 23 in, 19 out, on the Eisenhower 33 in, and 21 minutes out. On the Stevenson, it's 25 in and 19 minutes on the reverse due to that crash at Aspen, which has been cleared up. On the Van Ryn, usual delays from 95th to 35th. It's slow due to some fire activities. 21 in, 19 out. On the Bishop Ford, 11 in, 9 out. And DuSable Lakeshore Drive, which my big brother, Patrick Bradley, may he rest in peace, created the new S-curve that we're driving on now. And that's 10 minutes in and 9 minutes out. And that's a traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Keller of itex.com. Remember to set those DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1, on Channel 19 and 24/7 on the World Wide Web. Alrighty, now it is time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. You know what that means, right? It's time to spend the first 5 minutes, hopefully more, but it's time for you to spend at least the first 5 minutes before your feet hit the floor in the morning. Lay there in your bed and do some deep breathing and give thanks that can breathe, because somebody somewhere is on a respiratory instrument, has COPD, can't swallow, let alone talk, think, and have a conversation. So consider yourself blessed if you can breathe this morning. So I ask you to do this with me because you deserve it. You deserve some time for you in the morning because you're so busy taking care of everybody else. You wake up with things to do, children, the school, the work, just everything. And it's just time to just slow it down and let's do some breathing for ourselves. Let's get ourselves centered before we start today. So we do that by simply finding a place that is quiet, a place where we won't be interrupted. And if that means going in the bathroom, sitting on the toilet stool, then that's what you do. But we need some quiet. So we sit up straight and we just begin the process of stretching, waking the body up, the limbs. They've been asleep and they've been still all night. And we do what's called the higher learning hip roll here. And we just roll from side to side. And then if you got a high back chair like I do, you can just twist the body. Twist it, twist it, twist it. Just move just a little bit. Just move it over. Just waking it up the insides and the outsides. See, it all feels good. And then we just begin the process of breathing in through the nose. Hold it for a hot second or two or three, however long you can. And then exhale through the mouth. And I want you to push out harder. And you inhale. Say, hold it. And exhale. And see, when you breathe in, I need you to take long, deep breaths so you can feel this experience where your chest fills up. Because if you don't feel what I'm feeling, chances are you're not breathing deep enough. So that's why I said, that's why you see me exaggerated with this breathing experience, so you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So let's begin the process of closing our eyes. You should not be looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids. And feel what it feels like to just sit and be quiet. To sit and breathe and listen to the breath. And be in tune with the still, small voice that is always and all we have to do is get quiet long enough to hear it. As we breathe in, hold it, and exhale. And blow out longer than you breathe in. Kind of tricky. I'm going to try it again. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And blow out. And from time to time, you'll hear this noise, and that's just a reminder for you to concentrate, to focus on the breath. Because continue breathing, pay me no mind, just close your eyes and listen. Because the mind has a tendency to wander, and you can't stop that. You know, your to-do lists and breakfast and lunch and all of that. But this is your time to commune with the one, the creator, whatever you choose to call, he, she, it, Allah, Buddha, Yahweh, Jehovah, Jesus, God, Bana, spirit, creator, universe, whatever you choose to call it, just call it and call it with your breath as we breathe in. Just keep breathing in and keep breathing out. And if that breath felt good enough, do it again. Breathe in. And breathe out. Every time we breathe in, focus on the fullness of that breath as your chest expands and as you breathe out, it collapses. Now continue breathing in and breathing out. And this time as you breathe in, Let's take that energy of the breath to the top of the forehead, down through the face, and as you breathe out, it lands on the shoulders. Inhale deeply. And as we breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy down through the chest and the solar plexus and the side. Yes, we just breathe and breathe and move and move. Let's breathe in together. And as we breathe out, send more love, light, and energy down through the back and the buttocks and the hips and the thighs and the knees. Yes, those glorious knees. I felt so good walking at the gym yesterday. I didn't know what to do. That's why I breathe in. And as I breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy down through the legs and the ankles and the arches and the toes. Yes, wiggle those toes as we breathe in. Bringing that energy up from the feet through the legs and the knees and the thighs as we continue to breathe in and breathe out, doing the higher learning hip roll this morning, moving from side to side, giving thanks for the power of the breath as we breathe in. Bringing the energy of the breath back up through the solar plexus and the arms as we rotate them backwards and forwards. Giving thanks for movement because somebody somewhere cannot do this on their own. I buried my girlfriend of 60 plus years, could barely move. So I'm very grateful to be moving in her honor this morning as we breathe in. And as we we give thanks for the power of the breath as we breathe in. Bringing that breath back up from the solar plexus, back up to the top of the head. We give thanks as we just sit with this breath, knowing that is once we take the time to breathe in and to breathe out and give thanks for the power of the breath, we give thanks that we can do it on our own. As we breathe in, and as we breathe out. Now, as your eyes are still closed, and you continue to breathe in and breathe out, I share with you the word for the day, Monday, November 27th, 2023. I live in a limitless universe. Now, as you're breathing in and breathing out, I want you to digest these words. As you breathe in, through the nose, always through the nose, and as you breathe out through the mouth. So right now, just continue breathing as you listen. I live in a limitless universe. We often assume that everyone is in tune with the same reality as you breathe in, but they are not. We accept whatever reality our thoughts serve up to us. That explains how some people see blue when the heater comes on or yellow when they think of the sun. Life's reality is that we live up to the expectations we place on ourselves or the expectation we allow others to place on us. As we breathe in and as we breathe out. Like reality is who we are, depending on what we think we are. The only limit we should accept is that we are limitless. Life is full of possibilities. When we accept that there is no limit to God, God in you is limitless. Let me say that again. When we accept that there is no limit to God, God is you. God in you is limitless. Breathe in. I know that divine order and right actions are my reality. Say it with me. I know that divine order and right actions are my reality. I am aware of who I am, whose I am, and who lives in me. Thank you, renunciation, in me, through me, and around me, through the Christ within, and so it is. For in him we live and move and have our being. And that is Acts 17:28. And that is from my friend Mike House, fellow journalist who sends me these every morning and I send them out. So if you would like to receive the daily inspiration, you can send us a text and we will include you in it. And this is the number that you can send it to, which you will also be calling in if you have calls today, because for some reason on the switchboard, Blog Talk is having an issue. So the issue today is that you will be calling in with your questions on this number, 312-383-9749. And you can also text that number and for us to include you on the Monday morning mindfulness meditation. So I'll send your information to Mike House and he'll include you on the list. The only drawback is that you cannot respond to the text. If you respond to the text, you will be kicked out because there's too many people on it, folks binging, phone pinging all day, and we don't want that. So just know that you cannot call. Well, just don't text. How about that? It is 7:21 here on The Female Solution, and we have a couple of comments. And my sister from another mister last night, oh, my goodness. You got to go back and hear the show. Vieta says, Grand Rising, appreciate the important work out and words of inspiration. Thank us. Amen. Thank us. U.S. meaning universal spirit. That's why I always give thanks to our ancestors who come before us and made our way possible, because we're not doing this on our own. The ego would just have us think that we're doing this. We're here on a mission. And if you don't know what your mission is, hang around. I promise you some of it will come to you today because you took the time, you prepared your mind to do some listening. You want to take that in any further, go to Soul Purpose Healing and watch Viata do the tapping in the morning. You know about EFT? Sure you do. And if you don't, you can always learn. So thank you, Sister Viata, my sister from another mister. You can go and hear the show from last night. Soul Purpose Healing comes on every Sunday night from 7 until 9 p.m. Central Time. But Viata also has a show on the Female Solution, which comes on every Friday morning from 7 until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And yesterday's show, last night, Sunday night, was Reprogramming and Healing Our Global and Local Relationships. Because we have been, what's the word for, not as loving and humane as we could possibly be with the issues that are going on with the world in the Middle East. So just know that everything you say and do makes a difference. So whatever you say and whatever you do, do it with love. All right. Well, thank you so much, Vieta, my sister from another mister. And Jody Susan, well said. That is my sister from another mister as well. Jody is here on Tuesday mornings, and tomorrow will be her last day. She's moving to a new time slot, 4 p.m. And if you go to Susan Essentials on Facebook or SusanEssentials.com, you'll get a chance to see her link to all of her shows. So very enlightening. We will miss you, Jody. But we are very grateful that we still have you at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So be sure and check out Jody Susan. But coming up, so what are you going to do when Jody leaves? Well, we have been blessed with another young lady whom I met some years ago. This year, probably, you know, time escapes me sometimes. We will be joined by a new face, Shopping with Zoe, which airs December 5th, 1 week from today, from 7 until 9 a.m. And Joey is Zoe is an international businesswoman who does business all over the world, and she's teaching our students at the Betty Shabazz International Charter School, where we teach podcast training, teaching them how to avoid the middleman and go straight to the manufacturer so that you can sell what everybody else is selling and eliminate the middleman, and that increases your profits. I know you like that idea. So be sure and join us 1 week from today for Shopping with Zoe. And hope you got a chance to tune in to the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest that was just this past weekend, because we had some fascinating groups. So if you go back and see the video, you'll see the gospel group. They were some kind of special. I mean, they were all special. You know, if you have children between the ages of 13 and 19, and they have a natural gift, talent, or ability, which they usually do, you can send that information to us, hlntvshow@gmail.com. And they can send a one-minute clip, a video clip. It has to be their own YouTube channel. Now, if they don't have a YouTube channel, they can always get one. Just go to YouTube and it's free. And be sure and check out diabeticdonut.com. Actually, when you go there now, it's diabeticdonut.wordpress.com. Download the free ebook on how I reverse type 2 diabetes. And if I can do it, anybody can do it. And it is 7:27, and it is the moment that you've been waiting for before we go to break in just a minute. So the question is, step by step, what would you do when your back is against the wall? And what we are about to do is show you just that. Queen Sister Odiemi, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. Yes, ma'am. What do you do? We call on a sister. That's what we do. You call on a sister, you call a big mama, auntie, sister, cousin, whatever you do, you call it. Thank you. Because that's what we do. Now, Queen Sister, I got to ask you, what happened that transpired this train of thought to name it step by step? Tell us a little bit about yourself before we go to commercial break and how this all got started.
All of my tribe who are on here of this quarter today, and your queen sister for inviting me in.
My pleasure.
My name is Odiemi Ashuri, and that is my Yoruba name. My American name is Angela Hurst, and my SADC number 40126, something like that. So I am a formerly incarcerated citizen, and that was my journey. I had to go inside in order to be able to bring that information and knowledge and my own experience outside. In order to get into a solution, you have other sisters as myself. Because once you get locked out, you get locked out. And we're still trying to get a... abolished the ABC, abolished bondage collectively, and that's the Amendment 13. So you have no rights once you become a prisoner and slave.
Pretty much.
Bottom line, that's what the amendment is.
And
so step by step, we came to be, as I wrote, step by step, word for word, how I was able to make it over. And it wasn't an easy
thing.
I had a foot in the medicine that my mother and my great-grandmother and my great-great-grandmothers and all passed down. to my mother, the passage to me from the womb.
Mm.
And so my rites of passage was a little bit different. I'm grateful and thankful now that I know how sacred the rite of passage is.
Mm-hmm.
And I was celebrated when I came in, but I also was identified as knowing that this child was curious.
Mm.
And so my mother hit me.
Hid or hit?
Hid.
Hid you.
So I was born and raised in a Jewish community in Detroit, Michigan, and off of Boston Boulevard in the 60s. And I'm the darkest child that my parents birthed. And I was very hairy. And so I was unusual.
Okay.
I was different.
Okay.
And,
you didn't fit the norm.
Yeah. And so I'm the youngest of seven children. And I grew up in the YBI area.
What's YBI?
Young Boys Incorporated.
Oh. Young Boys Incorporated.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
YBI Incorporated was a major heroin distribution ring.
Oh.
And so that was a part of the environment that I began to witness at a young age. Crack cocaine epidemic. And so, you know, I come from a town, Detroit, Michigan, a little town south, a little city.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't grow up with blindfolds on my eyes.
Okay.
And I'm thankful and grateful for the big thing and the way they do it there.
Mm.
And so that was a part of my journey coming back to my mother and father's home here in South Carolina that my mother hate with every ever been in her. The recent transmission over as an ancestor into the young world. So she's with the heavenly bodies and she's watching her work in me being manifested. So I'm continuing the work of my ancestors.
Mm. Wow, that's powerful. Well,
so this is 15 years.
15 years. Well, you got to tell us a whole lot more about this 15 years because That's a powerful story, but it's 7:32 for those of you who just joined us. We're going to take our first break, and we will be back with Queen Sister Odoyemi. Did I get that right? Odoyemi?
Ashe.
Yeah, Ashe. And stay close. We'll be right back after a few messages.
Attention, all passengers, please remain seated. Are you ready to show the world to travel?
And that's from the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. If you have youth between the ages of 13 and 19, send in a one-minute video via YouTube. They're on YouTube channel, and they, too, can participate in the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest with cash prizes and some other goodies.
Thank you.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and we are joined by Queen Sister Adeyemi. Step by step, what will you do when your back is against the wall? You have already told us, Queen Sister, some information that will encourage us and keep us in times of chaos and confusion, because your back was definitely against the wall. I have never heard such a story as this. Please continue. Please continue.
And so, you know, that's my journey, has been a step-by-step journey. So I came to Greenville, South Carolina, a place I never thought I would ever come to live.
Why?
And they say you come here on vacation and you leave on probation. So I decided to stay.
Oh, my goodness. So I decided
to stay because they wanted me to leave, and so they were like, if you would leave, then we would not, you know, we won't put you in the room. I just didn't know. My aunt was a county counselor at the state of Denmark, great. But I'm supposed to be here. And so fast forward 37 years later, here I am.
Wow. I know a few things.
He said, come to the edge. He said, jump in. I'll catch you.
Oh.
So that's what really tore my heart.
I know it did.
Because I loved him with my soul, and I want to say to the sisters who may have their back up against the wall this morning, let your courage be your guide.
Mm-mm. You better say that again, my sister. Say that again.
Intuition and discernment is not leading you wrong. Meanwhile, I've done a lot of things here, and I'm so grateful that I took that risk.
Because what they say about the hanging fruit from the tree.
The low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, the low-hanging fruit. You've got to trust at some point when your back is against the wall, you got to trust that there is a power greater than yourself that knows exactly what you're going through, and all you have to do is have faith and trust.
Believe. That there is a power greater than we are, who always have our back, because we're not perfect. No man on this earth is, no man is perfect.
Ever.
Go through our experiences, because that's what they are. Experiences of life.
Right.
And without them, you cannot grow.
You cannot grow.
And you'll never be able to endure this earthly journey, because there's another race that's running alongside of it. That's called an illusion.
Illusion. You better say that, girl. What you said. Explain that process and why.
Well, That's the energy.
Mm.
That's the transportation. Mm. That's the transition between.
Say that.
So I have to be mindful of the words that I say out of my mouth.
Yes, ma'am.
And being in this justice fight, you know, it's a political that we're on the quest for the restoration of our civil human rights. And I believe that they're afraid to give us our civil human rights back because we have been exposed to so much. I'm talking about the interventionists who went in to the enemy's camp.
Mm.
They made a competitive.
Mm.
Safe and sound in Spain.
Mm. Mm.
And, you know, was able to retain all of these different systems within the system working against us to oppress us. Because when I went to prison, wasn't nobody in the black and brown. Nobody had a couple of nobody but itself.
And now it's overrun.
Overrun with us. They put us on the bus with the men to transport us.
Mm-mm-mm.
Big old
school bus. But you aren't, so if you're over 5, it was 5'7", I think they now changed it to 5-6. No, 5-5. No, I got the numbers wrong. They increased it because when I had it, it was 6-something, and now it's 7-something. So the numbers are getting higher. Well, what does that have to do with me? To show you how this world does not have your best interest at heart. That's why you need a step-by-step process of anything that you are doing. And, yes, she is back with us. See, because the powers that be going to be sure that you get back here and finish what you had to say, despite what's going on up here in the ether.
You know, in the spirit.
Yes, ma'am.
And so, yes, so
we're used to it here.
Step-by-step started out as a women's ministry. Women who have been thrown away to the penitentiary, their kids sent them, wherever, because they don't get an opportunity to make plans for the safety of their children and to make sure that they're going to be nurtured and come on their way. And that's how they can stop your money system. And I think if you have more dignity and integrity, and if you've been doing things. In fact, we have learned that over 60% of the women that are incarcerated should never been incarcerated.
I believe that. I believe that.
How are you going to punish a sick person? How can you expect a sick person to do well then?
You can't. And they know that.
As much as I thought I was.
And
you know what I'm saying? That it was just not complete.
And it can never be complete.
You can bring those parts back, and that's another thing I want to introduce, our supportive services, step-by-step and supportive, culturally based indigenous program today. So there's been a shift in many areas since COVID, and so our new paradigm on addressing the trauma.
Yes, okay,
no,
ma'am.
We're not dealing with drugs no more. We're dealing with chemicals. We don't know what they are. So let's work with the trauma. Something happened to me on this level. I need somebody to help me to make some sense, or at least put the pieces together. This is what happened. So that's my first question. Julie Pentex, what happened to you? Because even though we may have similarities in our characteristics and experiences that we went to have gone through, but there's some difference in there. And that's usually those areas that really need to be. And it's the trauma. So we have a Rite of Passage program by sacred Coco, Kendrick Sankoma. And we have been doing a lot of understudying with her and through the village of Oyotunji, as well as getting more deeper into our Yoruba culture. Who am I? And what is the gift from the medicine back to woman heals ourselves. Because we're healers. And so you need that type of each one teach one. So we want to make certain that what we're teaching is evidence based and take. It can be tracked all the way back. Like I said, supposed to go back.
I love that. I never heard that expression before. I got to write that one down.
There are so many parts that I would like to share, and I know that we can't put it all in 15 years or 15 minutes.
Okay.
But I really appreciate you having us on step-by-step past safe houses. Three safe houses for women whose lives have been affected by criminal justice system. As well as we have a new safe house, two generations, 1 acre of land, 4 mothers and children under 9 years old whose lives have been justice
affected. Oh. What were the ages of those children again?
Under nine and under.
Wow.
So, it's been so divine, the whole experience that I've had with step by step has been so divine. It really has. And you're talking about a changed woman as well. Because I was angry. I'm a Scorpio. And I'm very,
So you got a birthday coming. Oh, no, it's gone.
That's our bad.
Yeah. Belated. happy earthly birthday morning. You're quite welcome. Is it? Are you October? Are you October baby?
November 7th.
Oh, it just passed. Oh, okay. Okay, November 7th. Happy birthday.
So,
to
you know, in numerology, I'm a number 8.
Wow.
And so, you know, I like things to be important. And I also have a lot of
empathy for
people. And sometimes you
get
in trouble.
Yeah, it can. Yes, it can. Yes, it can.
My good old-fashioned self, you know, because I always try to see the good in every situation. Because we're all here on a learning experience.
Yes, ma'am.
And I know that, you know, the Quran, as well as the Bible, as well as the King James Version of the Bible, tells the elder women that we are supposed to touch the elders. And I know the elder women talk. They call me old folks.
Okay.
I'm from Martindale in Detroit, Michigan.
Many of us have not connected with that energy because we're too busy connected to the energy of the world.
The illusion.
The illusion, yes, ma'am. And the illusion runs 24/7, 365.
It's running faster now than it ever has because it's running out.
Yes. Yes. Speak about that running out.
I blessed about that 1 acre of land.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Because this is the next generation.
Yes.
You know, the moms, you know, as long as they were participating, you know, to the, you know, because it's up to the individual. You know, the depth of their healing that they're willing to, you know, uncover.
Yeah.
So that they can discard what has already served its purpose so that it is different. It happens.
Because you've got it. You've got to be ready for it. What's the saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear?
The teacher will appear.
That has never been truer. Words have never been spoken. When I first heard that, I didn't understand it. It's like, as Granny used to say, baby, just keep living. It'll come to you.
That's the person that's been in long-term recovery. Mm. And I learned that
it's
just simple. Mm-hmm. And just keep it real clear and simple. And, you know, we just have to love them as they go through. until they get better. They learn another
thing. Yeah, because it's a process.
The crown device is this, like, the four step by step, because we're bringing in new transformative change, going back to what we know is the solution to today's modality with the hope that we're being targeted by the great experiment. These young people are cool because they have no experience.
None.
They don't have no knowledge and no experience. They don't have a clue. All they know is what this illusion has allowed them to get themselves trapped up in. Because it was so good. And they already took for the validation. You know, but our job as women, as Yoruba women, Cherokee women, the medicine women, is to grab these women and love them and nurture them. We got to tell them the right thing because they are grown women now.
Yes, ma'am.
They're
GAW. Yes, ma'am. Ooh. A GAW.
Grown-ass women.
Those of you who are listening on our Facebook and YouTube channel and Podbean and Apple, Spotify and all that, just type in what city, state, or country you're watching from and what do you enjoy the most. Oh! Oh,
yeah,
I love that. Here's 803. We're a few minutes behind. Step by is it Step by Step TV show? While we go to commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Join us Sunday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Perfect Healing with
Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness sessions on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19 and 24/7 on the World Wide Web. And speaking of the World Wide Web, you, on the screen, you will see the step-by-step reentry program. Please tell me I pulled up the right one.
You did, Zelda, and that, you know, it's just a sign. I tell you, I think I told the crown that this morning how I just think,
I most certainly can. I needed your permission before I do that, so here we go.
I am Angela Hertz, founder and CEO of Step by Step Ministry Hope Project, a women's reentry program for formerly incarcerated women and homelessness. Step by Step was created in 2009. We became a 501c3 in 2010 and have been assisting women in our community since that time. You know what the most difficult thing about going to prison is? Coming home, learning how to live in society again, trying to find a job, rebuilding the broken trust, finding housing and transportation, finding that person who will give you a second chance. That's what we do here, step by step. We provide folks with a second chance, help finding employment, housing, teaching folks how to live in society again, how to shop, how to cook, and even how to sleep. Step by step is the house. took place for those returning to the world that we are so familiar and comfortable with. Our track record today is 80% employment, 30% sober living, 20% family unification, 10% permanent health. Our mission is to get women off of an unhealthy band, into an unhealthy band, and onto a permanent foundation. We provide services for parenting plans, leadership development, for financial wellness and stabilization. We have a food pantry, clothing pantry. We donate a lot of our elders back into the community. It's just the two of men and women and families who are in need of starting over again for whatever reason or the
Step by Step Ministry Hope Project. Learn more at stepbystephopeproject.org. That was powerful, my sister. Oh, I am so very grateful to have been able to access this information because people need to know about this. Now, I am going to go back so that people can see. But let me say this before I forget. I've been sitting here trying to wreck my brain for the last 30 minutes trying to figure out where I know you from. I don't. I know your spirit, but your physical body. I was trying to see your face, and I was like, she looks like somebody I know. I have a big whisk partner named Tiny. Her real name. I don't even know her real name. I have a tendency to forget.
Sorry, man.
I remember faces. I forget names.
Best friend. Doris Marie Madison was my sister. My old school.
Okay.
Best friend. They'll be in Chicago.
Oh, wow. Where does she, what side of town does she play
in
on?
Phillip.
I mean, in who?
Well, she lives in Michigan, but she lives in the suburban area. So she's in the immediate Detroit.
Oh, okay. Like
they still travel.
Like Oak Park or something like that.
Westland.
No, haven't heard of that one, but that doesn't mean that I don't. That I haven't.
But that don't mean she don't know you.
Right.
Because they have been around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful and thankful. And tell her how to be a lady. My mother wouldn't have
to be a lady. See, we come from a time when that was mandatory. It's not mandatory anymore.
No choices.
Yeah.
None
whatsoever. If you want to.
So, this is the womb killing that we're providing for the women.
I love that.
Getting them into that change of woman and their rites of passage, going back to redo
that.
And if you, I don't know if you listen to Queen of War.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
It's so important. And many of our young sisters on the many different generations and centuries, they popped up on us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're being prepared for.
Okay.
Midwife.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Because all of that tradition, that chain was broken, that natural chain. You know, nature put all of these things in place. Long.
Yes, ma'am.
Like I said, you go to the front, you go back, the front, you go back.
Okay.
We're ascending. We're being elevated. You know, we're not that far away from becoming ancestors. My mom and my aunt, they lived like 9,800 and something like that. Okay, so be it. But this is where I'm at today. This is where I have been. Groomed and nurtured and guided and prepared by my God, as the feminine as well as the masculine side of the great creator for this world. And then, you know, looking at the tribe, I wish I had my tribe where you could see them. They on here. They texting me left and right over here.
Okay.
But, we'll meet again, and we probably will meet face to face.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
This is not going to be our last. This is just the initial engagement.
Okay.
And I'm grateful and thankful for my elder, Kwame Wizard, Kwame
Sun Horse. And if he is listening this morning, he knows that the switchboard is down, but he has my cell phone number, so he can call in and comment if he'd like. And for those who do not have my cell phone, you can still call in as soon as I pull up the number here, because I never use it to get messages off, so I don't even know the number. I know it's a three.
Three
yeah.
It might be the one I have that you don't have answered.
Oh. Well, because it's always off. It's always off. Okay, so if you want to call in, you can call in at 312-383-9749. You got my cell phone number. I made the mistake of putting my cell phone number out one time, and I said I will never do that again. Because you get calls.
We have to turn it off at
yes.
a time.
Yes, yes, yes. And is that...
But I would like to, if you would, Sangoma.
Yeah,
if you would call me in.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She is the facilitator and director, creator of the Crown Device.
Oh, please put her on. Yeah, please mm-hmm. have her call. I got the phone right here in my hand waiting on your call. Yes, we are, and we will be joined at 8:30 by the executive producer, Naima Lateef, and then we also do an after show. So I don't know if, yeah, I know you have to leave at 9, but for those who want to call in, you can do so, 312-383-9749. And for those who, after the show, if I will be posting information on what you can expect as well. Let me pull up, and you can get all the information from any of the shows on my blog, which is zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. So when you see that, you will know that's the blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, and that's today's show. So I always have resources after the show, and as you can see, that's Zoe Mahu starting next week, replacing Jody Susan, who goes to 4 o'clock. So I just wanted to share that with you. And okay, I'm getting a ring. See, I don't even know how to answer the phone. That's a shame. Okay, I hope I didn't use oh, there it is. Hey, all right, now swipe up because this is a new phone. Bear with me, caller. Grand Rising, who is this and what's your name? Where are you calling from? Denise Jones. Denise, you breaking up, Denise. If this is the Denise Jones I know, then you, because I do know, does this Denise live in Chicago or another place? I'm sorry. I can't hear you. You just muted yourself or something. You're muted. Oh, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I'm unmuted.
And she's, because I know a Denise Jones.
She said that she can't. She's on at 9 o'clock soon. Oh. But she's hopeful that there will be another opportunity.
Oh, there will definitely be another opportunity. There will be many opportunities.
Yeah.
Because,
And so I'm very grateful. I am, like I said, to Elder Kwame Sunhorse, as well as to you, Zelda, because, you know, this is, we need this platform to amplify our voices.
You got this platform. Oh, there's Denise. Yep, there she is. She's calling on my phone. I thought that was Denise. I knew. Denise, girl, how you doing?
Yes, and listen, that is me. Something's going on with that other phone.
I know. I need to, yeah, that's why I keep it turned off, because I only take texts on that phone. So go right ahead, my sister. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Enjoying the call. Enjoying it, listening. I made a comment to having your back up against the wall.
Thank you so much for calling in this morning. We appreciate you.
Denise, we got a little feedback. What's going on there?
Absolutely. I've listened. I've been on this hold and listening to everything. Sounding good, you know. And I made a comment about having your back up against the wall, and you know how well I know about having that back up against the wall, right?
Oh yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So, absolutely. Also, I'm enjoying the sister that you have on. I love to connect with her also.
Oh, wonderful. Yes. Wonderful. Well, that's a done deal. But,
you probably have to give her a little update about who I am and where I come from.
Well, why don't you tell us why we have you on the phone? I know who you are, but they don't know who you are. She can hear you. She can hear you. This is a powerful sister. Yeah, you all were supposed to connect. Go ahead, Denise.
All right. Go ahead. What you been saying?
I want the audience to know what I already know. I know you're a powerful sister. I know the difference you're making in the community, but I need the world to know. So please go right ahead.
We want to know.
You know, I listen. You know, every now and then I'll pop in, and it seems like every time I pop in, it's always at the right time.
Yes,
right?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And I'm always catching the right things at the right moment, so I'd appreciate this conversation this morning with you and also sharing your program, you know, your reentry program. And I'm currently working on setting up my program also with the reentry program piece of it, right? And especially by me being formerly incarcerated,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So facing 60 years in prison, strong arm, robbery, you name it, I've done it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've written this book titled Who Said It Could Be Done? So the majority of my time, I'm spending time going around to different prisons, you know, talking about transformation and hope, right?
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully you and I can probably, you know, connect that. Kind of bounce back and share some things off each other. Not only is the story about me, it's about my mom and my sister, because we all was incarcerated. We all went from pimps, players, hustlers, gangsters, right? Prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's an amazing story of transformation. So, Zelda has interviewed us on her show quite a few times, you know, helping us keep the story alive. So, This morning was certainly timely to be listening to.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And thank you so much for calling in, Sharon, because this is a powerful sister. When you hear, there's a book. There's a couple of books. So her mom just came out with a book. There's a play. She's also a client at the DuSable Museum here in Chicago, off the chain. The house was packed. I mean, you talk about ministry. You two sisters were destined to meet. Because there's something going on worldwide.
Yeah, this is the world, you know, the overground railroad.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what the primary thing. This is the overground railroad.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
we
ma'am.
We got technologies. We got other ways of connecting today. Instantaneous.
Yes, ma'am.
And we need to continue to amplify our message.
Absolutely.
So that it can reach the masses over.
Yes, ma'am.
They
have
to give it up.
Yes, ma'am.
They
are. Absolutely. That's why I say, you know, God always has things timely, right? And like, you know, like I get them chains on my phone, I'm going live, and sometimes I'm able to catch it, but I'm always catching it at the right time.
Okay.
Right time, right place.
Absolutely. Yeah, he sees everything. He don't miss nothing.
Don't
go to
him.
He don't
slumber.
He tell us to rest.
Don't have to.
Thank
you.
We want to
rest.
I hope we can connect real soon. You
will.
And my number, just so you can have it, is...
Denise, do you want to give your phone number out over the air? I don't think you want to do that, do you? She said she wants to give hers out over the air.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, you don't want to do that. Been that, done that. Trust me. I will give her your number. Unless this is a number where they can call in and leave a message. Yeah, I will connect you. Yeah, don't do that. Mm-mm. Yeah. Thank you. But me calling me 6, 8, 9, 10 o'clock, I'm in the bed because I'm up at 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. So don't be calling me. Right. Get your feelings hurt.
My days are 14, 16 hours.
Thank you. You got work to do. We ain't got time to do this all day.
My mom's in transition, so I don't have to, have my phone on or afraid to turn it off. And that has, that's been a long journey. I lost my son to a fatal car wreck last year.
Oh.
My only son.
Condolences.
This particular project is named for him, Cold Care Child.
Oh, my goodness.
On his three-wheeler, Polaris, slingshot. We want to talk about that too.
Because I don't even know what that is.
Great experiment. Because remember, go karts and mini bikes is something that they used to really, when we made them in the hood, and they started making them better, and then every time they come out with a new era, they come up with this big time mechanic equipment, then they're very unsafe.
Oh.
Because they know it's going to attract our boys.
Oh.
I see women here in South Carolina. My son lives in Georgia, we're in that county. This happened in Cobb County. He just left his friend's house out of subdivision. Made a right turn, and the woman said she ended up on the
street. Oh, my God.
Are you saying that they made slingshot guns?
Slingshot, the three-wheel recreational vehicle. They shouldn't be on the road. I'm sure y'all seen them.
Yeah. Okay, I know what you're speaking of, yes.
Very dangerous.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Wow. They have a lot of safety violations, and it's been quite a few deaths, so.
Wow, I was not aware of that.
Are against them. And so right now, we just got to just keep trying to persevere and continue to mention this thing.
Wow. I have.
Our youth are being trapped off.
Mm.
The drug boys, the corner boys, the gangbangers, the ones that just say, hey, that's hot, everybody else a trend.
Right.
This is how they're killing off this generation.
Mm.
They're not just only the chemicals out here. You got stuff like this, you got 9mm, now you got the thing on white kids, got the automatic assault rifle.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, come on, America's the most violent damn country to be living.
It is.
The war is right here.
Yes, it is. It has always been here. Has always been here.
That's why I say they can go and save other countries and build up other countries, but you can't do it right here in your home.
Don't.
You know what? They ain't saving no country. We got the strongest military. They owe every country, so they have to show up.
Right.
Because if they don't protect this country, they're going to lose all the rest. They got plenty of money.
Sure does.
But they borrowed how they lent instead of, they were the borrowers instead of the lenders.
Right.
That's what happened. Yes.
Wow.
Great. You don't save our money. You're sure. Y'all never heard of, remember that back in the day? You don't take your money, you borrow money, and you use that money.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That don't work no more. That ain't.
Ah,
and all of the other under the table deals they done made with these folks and all these good promises they done gave.
Mm-hmm.
It's called collect. It's
collect. It's time to collect. I love
that. They had a lot of negotiations up there, so couldn't nobody, if they couldn't send Trump to the table, I don't think they did. So they had to get right on this.
Okay. If you just joined in, you are listening to The Female Solution, and my guest today is Queen Sister, bringing it home, Sister Odemaya. Did I say that right?
Odeyemi.
I'm trying to see it.
I'm Odeyemi.
And I should remember that because I told you I got a niece.
Because my people were black.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they were Chinese. They were Asian. They were
go with the flow. That's what that water is about.
I'm just so grateful to all the elders that, you know, and the healers and the astrologers and the Orions and chiefs that have taught me how to work with my frequency.
Say that. Not everybody has that available to them.
Well, you know, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory through Yeshua, my brother.
Yes, ma'am.
And so, you know, they keep on with Jesus. You know, sometimes I flip out and say it too, but I know that ain't
his name. It's all programming, and we've all been programmed
since birth.
Yeah, you
know what I'm saying? But now we're in the brainwashing phase. We learn about who we are, and it's like we learn about our people. It's like, what?
Yeah.
You know,
really?
It has made me angry. I have to admit the truth. I feel it.
Yes, you do.
But,
yes, you do.
You know, the frequency, because I am a warrior.
Let us take our last break with the warrior here. Step by step, what would you do when your back is against the wall? Well, she has the answers, Queen Sister Odeyemi. And we'll be right back. So stay
calm. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solutions Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On-air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? A free 30-minute consultation with Delta Speaks, the mindfulness stress relief coach at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
And that is our podcast training session from the Betty Shabazz International Charter School. We do podcast training day every Wednesday. And this coming Wednesday is our last Wednesday, so we'll be celebrating that. So thank you so much for celebrating with us and celebrating our children, because if we don't teach them, who will?
And I don't want them teaching them.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Uh-uh. So you need to go to this website right here, sbsreentryproject.org, and you will see the face. I just love this. Every day I'm hustling. I saw that and I almost fell out. Tiny. Mildred Acorn is her name. She lives in Gary, Indiana. Mildred Acorn. We call her Tiny. And you look just like, I can't wait to tell to show this movie. But I just had to say that. If you want to make some comments, please feel free to do that on our YouTube or Facebook channel. Jody Susan, our Tuesday host, says, well said. Vieta Robinson, my sister from another Mr. says, thoroughly enjoyed you, sisters, from Orlando, Florida. Yay, thanks. Thank you, Vieta, for sending some sun in, because I haven't had any all morning. You know, it's usually blinding me in the morning. So thank you. Keep that sun coming, girl. Keep blowing it. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. And we have a comment here from a LinkedIn user. Love the step-by-step video. Thank you, LinkedIn user, whoever you are. And for those of you who are watching, feel free to type in where you're calling from, where you're watching it. Now, I've got some hands raised on the switchboard, on the Blog Talk switchboard, but you need to know that the switchboard open. Let's see if I can open it and see. 31260. No, I can't. I can open it, but I can't hear you. Can you say something? No.
Admiral Nelson Bay.
Oh, I do hear him. I can hear him.
That's Andrew Kwame.
That's not Kwame. That's
Andrew Nelson.
Okay. Go ahead, Nelson.
Yes. Yes, this Department of Peace, which Dennis Kucinich, suggested many years ago, should have the same budget as the so-called United States Department of Defense has. You know? And because, see, the human brain cannot process a negative. The Department of Defense used to be called the Department of War.
Oh.
See? And so what we need instead of war is peace. And so that should be the focus. That should be the positive budget. The big, huge budget of the military should be transmuted into what that presidential candidate from California, Marilyn Williamson. Yes.
Okay. I just want to say thank you for that comment, and thank you for those pumpkin. Nope, not pumpkin pie.
Maybe bean pies.
Bean pies. Lord have mercy. They're so good. They stuck in my membranes. I can't even remember how to say it. Thank you so very, very much for that. We are
and
being
you might
joined.
Want to check Paul DeGuida, who's in your building, and see what's on the first floor. I left him a couple of pairs of trousers from my presidential wardrobe.
Nope,
because they sunk on me.
I'll have to go back down.
I put them in the, they're by the window. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. As we say, thank us. Thank you so very much. And we're joined by executive producer of the Female Solution. And you all had to meet before you leave because this is not Emma Latif, who's responsible for us having this platform so that we can continue to share the good works to the world.
Well, I certainly want to greet my dear sister.
Oda Yemi.
Esther Yemi. Greetings to you, my sister. It's such a pleasure to hear your wisdom. And we are grateful that you're sharing with us today. There's such a need for more wise women. There's a need for us to create the balance in our society with female energy and the experiences that we have had in overcoming. There's a lot that all of us go through in life. And we can either get beat down, or you can rise up. What is that saying? The difference between stumbling block and stepping stone is how high you step. So you have just demonstrated what it means to step up and use those stumbling blocks as stepping stone. And we want more, especially young women who are going through challenges in life, to see that everything you experience is ultimately for your betterment. It's to give you wisdom, it's to give you understanding, it's to give you knowledge, and it's to give you strength. So thank you for being that example of a strong woman.
That she is. You've been through it like she's been through it. You don't have a chance but to come out on the better side.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, a lot of times, and this is what we have to guard against, holding on to anger because of things that you've done or things that you've said or obstacles we feel like we're putting our past. But if you hold on to it and you stay in the energy of that experience, you stay in the depression, you stay in it. So you have to come out of the anger about it in order to progress to bear the fruit, absolutely. And that's what we have to learn how to do. Holding on to anger doesn't strengthen you. It weakens you.
That's resentment, drinking the poison and saving for the other person.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm very grateful to meet you, Ms. Will. Naima. Yes. Naima is who I had spoken to.
Absolutely.
Very overjoyed because I like meeting like-minded women as myself. We are definitely on a path of bringing about a new earth.
Yes.
A new earth, new justice, and harmony. So we all can be on the bridge together. We don't have to come off with it. Just get on the bridge.
Yes, ma'am.
Just get on the bridge. Because, you know, the universe is doing what it's doing, you know, and, you know, we had been something long time ago, but it never changed, and that's to take care of the
church. That's right.
And tell the women, teach the younger women.
Yeah. And we need to take a younger woman under our wing, or many women, you know. They are looking for mother figures. They're looking for women who can get them guidance, because they're making a lot of errors based on no woman. Nobody who can share with them the journey that they've been through and how they've overcome.
So, exactly. How we need to put those pieces together so that they can see, like, what really happened.
Yeah.
So what? You say, I don't know.
I don't know what happened. You're right.
Then they'll go back and tell my mother.
Mm.
Or, incest, you know. But this is breeding in our community the most. To see our young black girls, our black and brown daughters, dressing like boys and believing that they want another girl. And these are babies. How do you really want that?
Well, when you cannot trust the opposite sex because they have violated.
They're violated.
And they're speaking not to them. They have a human being. What else is going to happen?
I mean, you are, you know, your environment. So, you know, it's a sick tree syndrome, just like in the white fights and the rioting movement. You know, stop taking the sick trees out of the sick environment and go treat them.
Mm.
And then put them right back in the forest with some old sick trees.
Yeah.
What should you do with that?
Right.
The sick tree.
You've got to get out of the sick environment.
Yeah, so the entire community needs him. Yeah. And I would like to take this opportunity to, because I have mentioned Crowns of Isis quite a few times during this presentation, to bring you all in so that you can connect with us. We have chapters in Gainesville, Georgia, Asheville, North Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina, the village of Oyutanji. We need one in Chicago.
Okay.
There's a village in Chicago.
The village is here.
There's a village there. And so that's how this movement has been shaped divinely. And, you know, the list of people, you know, I've come before, but so we work out of the 13 original clan mothers. That's what we say. So I would like to introduce you all. Mother Sangoma, Grandmother Sangoma, is on another podcast at 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So she will be connecting.
Okay.
And we'll let, you know, if you can also give her the grace of, that is what she created, take the right to pass it, take the right to pass it.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Uh-huh. And so it's great, you know, being grateful and thankful for, you know, being spiritual midwives and healers.
Spiritual midwives, I like it. I'm taking notes all the time you talking. So when you see me looking down, don't think I'm ignoring you. I'm taking notes. I'm old school. I write things down. You see, because we know of the connection with pen and paper. There's a synchronicity from the brain to the tips to the paper. And all of it is cut out with this. That's why you got to put this down for a minute. And
you and Sangoma are going to really go real together because she's a theater art major from Shaw University.
Okay.
And you know, she's 16 years old and she's living in a great room and she's been Russia just so telling me she's so gifted.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, it's too much content to even, you know, try to tell her story.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll let her come in and be a guest and introduce you all to her as well for activism.
Okay. Are we doing that now?
No, she's going to have to do another show.
Oh, okay. I was like...
She was on listening.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. We can have her back.
She had to hop off for 9 o'clock.
Okay, what's her name again?
Her name is Kendra of Sangoma. Sangoma Oyedoye.
Sangoma? Mm-hmm.
Her last name is O-L-U-D-O-Y-E.
E-O-Y-E.
Oyedoye.
Sangoma Oyedoye. Alrighty.
You know, he ain't in Europe with his grandmother.
Hmm.
So, you know, he has the Baba's and...
Okay.
Okay,
Baba Kwame Sunhorse says he's online, but I have him here on my speaker phone because I would prefer to use that because I can't hear that well on the from the computer. Yeah, because it worked with Dre. Let's see. Baba Kwame, on the switchboard or on the cell phone? Which one are you on? I know you're
on
the cell
phone.
Okay, well, let's do the cell phone because I can put that right here next to the speaker. So go ahead, Baba Kwame Sunhorse is the elder who introduced me to this powerful sister. Now, it takes one to know one. Well, I am very grateful for this elder because he is just a wealth of information. I wish I could just get, well, I know I just need to sit at his feet, but I would just love to be in his head for just like 5 minutes. That's all I need is 5 minutes. But in the meantime, in between time, you go ahead and spit that wisdom, Baba Kwame, like you always do. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness.
Assalamu alaikum and greetings to you, Zelda, and to Angela. You know, it's powerful to hear, you know, this, and I was awakened by an old friend, female. And it's all in divine order because it's the divine feminine and the sacred masculine in this new age that we call Aquarius. And it's through the woman that we are now rebirthing, because in the symbol of Aquarius is the water bearer, and the woman bears the water before there's a new birth. And so with the conception of what Naima did, she conceived Female Solutions when you joined her, and with what Angela is doing with the women that have been incarcerated and have been in drug treatment, and making these possibilities for the next seven generations is how you women are seeing our life to be changed, because this is the age of change.
Mm.
And what we're doing is that in us as males, we're to provide, to protect, and to profess. You have all the possibilities because you create life with the help of a male. The part that we have to do is that we have to be there to provide and protect what is to be nurtured through you and I and the Creator. And so this is what I see in creating, you know, you there in Chicago, she's in South Carolina, I'm in Georgia. We have to create these oases. Because we're on what was called, Spirit gave me to call it the Overground Railroad, because over us is the Milky Way, the galaxy that this planet lives in. And so what we're having to do in this new age in our galaxy is that we have to create the spaces, because the forest is the first community. And we have to create the spaces of oases, because we're now being put in places that are urban. You're banned from your mother, and we're orphanizing our people. What we're having to do is create our ancestor spirit in service, and that's in nature, and that's the female energy. And so it's most conducive to our existence that the female guides and produce the things in which we're needing to make our lives as human beings better. And this is not a their creation of race. It's the human beings and becoming the God self on this planet.
Yeah.
That's our mission, to evolve to return to what we are. The expression of God on earth.
Honored to be a part of that mission.
Yeah, we are the gods and goddesses, you know, because he is creator.
Yes.
He is the name. And so we're here to call it God. Because I'm doing both sides, the feminine and the masculine. And, you know, with Gaia, you know, I'm focused on staying on her, this earth, all the things, you know, those children. Like I said, it's step by step, because he won't give it to you all at once.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it's all a sense of humor. It's kind of amazing. Yeah.
God has a sense of humor.
Got you.
So my favorite book is the Bible, is the book of Solomon. And I said, okay, so you're just saying we let him get his talent. And he's gospel.
Yeah.
So he can't put his finger on me.
Okay.
And if you have faith, then you are able to make good decisions, because you know that you're going to be affecting lives for good decisions.
Because all of the mind of the Holy Spirit, by the way.
And my,
also, you know, being able to identify your voice over the Holy Spirit's voice over the enemy and your soul's voice, you know, it takes a whole lot of practice and time.
Yeah.
Let's get one more call before you go. It's 8:55. We got like 2 minutes. 872-731, you're live on the Female Solution. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what's your comment?
My name is Rashida.
Rashida.
Hello,
can you hear me? What's your comment?
If it's possible that you all can, somebody in your team can give me Mama AG's telephone number, because I lost all my contacts.
Okay, we'll do that. Did you have a question or a comment for our Queen Sister Odiemi?
What's she talking about?
Okay, well, we are about to end the show. Thank you so much for calling in. We will definitely get the information to you for Mama AZ. Let's try to get this last call. 312-882. You got about 30 seconds. Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from? Unmute yourself. Okay, then it is time
for the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution.
And stay in tune with this young woman, because
you can always reach me on my website at www.naimlatif.com.
All you have to do is go to YouTube and type in Higher Learning TV show. It'll work right here.
I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion.
And I'll send you the link when we get off the phone.
Our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you.
Yes, ma'am. As a matter of fact,
in China,
you need to be on. You need to be on at least once a month, because this is an urgent situation. This is not all nearly good. You can't do nothing. You get nothing. You can't do nothing.
Spain.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Nigeria.
Thank you. Thank you. If anything.
Senegal. Get it.
Hello.
Tashakur. Saudi Arabia. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
As well as our Native American tradition. And the other part may just decide over
And they can reach you at sbsreentryproject.org. Thank you, Queen Sister Odoyemi. Thank you. Thank us for being here. And thank Baba Kwame Sunhorse for introducing us. And I will be with you this afternoon. I'll contact you this afternoon. As a matter of fact, I'll just send you right now. So Blog Talk is cutting off. Press 1 right now if you want to stay at the after show. Press 1. Right now, as we continue with the after show with our executive producer, Naima Latif, take it away.
Well, it's exciting to meet someone like this, making a difference in the lives of women who have gone through a disruptive experience. As I say, this is the hearing. All the damage, only over, and the first damage from the spirit is in talking about. So I'm just talking about the fact that we have this multimedia platform, and our team of hosts have been consistently raising the vibration of the planet with their information and their knowledge that they're sharing. So we're going to give you a chance to experience the wisdom of people like our guest today and so many others on multiple platforms and on our website, Female Solutions. Just pull it up on your phone and then you want to hear a show, you can select whichever platform you want. There's the Blog Talk channel, there is the Podbean channel, there is each host YouTube channel or Facebook channel. Or whoever there are broadcasting, you will have an opportunity to select whichever one works best for you. And as you know, these devices are portable computers that do everything. And so we're connecting with you however you want to connect. And all you have to do is go to our website, and then that will connect you to all of the channels on which we appear. And you'll also get an opportunity to hear those shows in the archives. Their Blog Talk has 12 years of archives of the Female Solution shows. So you can go to Blog Talk and go back in the archives and hear any show that you missed. And you can go to the YouTube channels and Facebook pages of all of our hosts. And you will be able to and hear their shows. And of course, YouTube, you've got the whole list of all the shows. And you'll be able to share them and post them. And that's what we want you to do, is share the list. So we're giving you a chance to not only absorb the wisdom today, but yesterday and the baby spirit, but those that you know need some knowledge, need some information. And next week, we're introducing our wonderful shopping show, Shopping with Zoe. And you'll get a chance to not only be introduced to some great things that you need, but also get some insight on how to become a business person, how to be an entrepreneur, how to work from home and make money, how to participate in this global economy. It's made more easy and more sustainable. And there's no reason to be economic distress. All business is trading your product or your service for money. That's all it is. And all you need to do is present it to the global community and they pay you. It's a simple process. And we've made it difficult because we think we're not smart enough. And we all are. We all are. So we're inviting you to shop with those. You'll get a chance to follow our Tuesday program. She's pushing the drive time. You can listen live while you drive and listen to Jody at 4 p.m. and continue with your self-care. Or you can follow her on YouTube channel, Facebook page. If you want a visual, you can connect. If you want an audio, you can connect with her on Podbean. You can continue to hear and see your host on the Female Solution all day long because, of course, you know, on the internet, we just pull up at any time. We miss it. And we've got all the hosts that have been a part of our Female Solution family. We want to our Saturdays, of course, we've got a wonderful lineup. Our Global Family listens to Success Strategies with Shauna every first Saturday. Joining us live from London, England, with all kinds of guests from all over the world. And this is a different perspective from across the water. Our second Saturday is Neighborship of Joy with Mama Joy and her co-host, Mrs. Rosemary. And they give us a great spiritual perspective on how to organize our families, our communities, our neighborhoods, and how we can begin that process of creating the community that's a safe place for our children to grow up. We want you to follow, and of course, you can travel the world and move around with Deborah on our third Saturday of the month. And we're excited about that because we get a chance to experience life all over the globe. But also learn from success pro that you don't have to be in fear when you travel. We're one family. We're one global family. We can visit each other and get to know each other and appreciate each other. The beauty of being able to travel and we learn all about it. Live around the world.
I love that.
Share our our global family, our team of posters on our logo, but then we also have the words that affect whatever emphasis given. The words, I love you, I appreciate you. And as the experiment by Masaru Emoto shows, those were the highest vibration words, and this water experiment shows how they affect the shape of the mountains of the water. And so scientifically, we want to give you a system to raise the vibration and make whatever you're thinking healthier vision.
And we have Baba Kwame Sunhorse to thank for that, and I even made a promo and I forgot to play it, so I'm going to play it now. How about that? Inhale faith, exhale fear. Inhale wealth, exhale debt. Inhale the God spirit, exhale the evil forces. Inhale love, exhale. Inhale genius, exhale doubt. And watch your world change. That's why we meditate to activate on the Higher Learning Network and the Female Solution right here. And if you enjoyed that video, you can go to our YouTube page.
The words you put on your body, the things, the sounds in your body. We are 70% water. And water holds memory. Water holds energy. Water, life. The air holds life. So we want to be conscious of words that are say, words that are speak, words that are right.
Words we wear. Never heard it put like that. And if you just happen to be outside in the cold, you need a lot to wear because this is Chicago. Well, many of us are not in Florida like many others, but it doesn't matter where you are on the planet. You can make a difference, just like you can make a difference in the lives of incarcerated women with children, a family's period. You could also help the unhoused. And this is part of our ministry here at the Higher Learning Network. And as you can see, I'm going to pull up one of these videos where you can see it, the work that we do. Boxes is donated by EAAChicago.org. And the McDonald's, we always get them lunch, like hamburgers and fries. But because I go there so often, the manager of McDonald's told me, she says, well, we have a special going on for the breakfast. And I was like, oh, really? So she told me about it. So she's always looking out for me. And I appreciate that. But you need to know that money does not come from out of the air. That money comes from donations from people just like you. But I do want to give a shout out to I believe this is her here. I don't even know her name. I think it's Maria. There she is.
Yeah. There she is.
Oh yeah, that's me pulling I think this is it here. There she is, yeah.
Okay, there she is. Thank you so much for bringing them out.
We are coming with
you. Thank you. The homeless will appreciate this. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
And excuse me for saying homeless. You know, we've been programmed forever to say whatever it is that we say. So I have to remind myself to say, not to say the homeless, but to say the unhoused. Because Baba Kwame will correct me, honey. There is no such thing as homeless. How do you say that phrase, Baba Kwame, son, huh? Course, unmute yourself.
Some of us are unhoused.
Yeah. I think he says the sky is your ceiling, the grass on the ground is your floor, and something is your walls. Baba Kwame, help me out here. Unmute yourself. Do I have him muted? No, I do not.
The earth is your floor, the sky is your ceiling, the trees and mountains are your walls. You just need a space to put your stuff in.
Yes. Yes, I love that. And I got to remember exactly where that is, 916, so I can go back and capture that, because that needs to be seen. We need to be reminded, because we have such an unhealthy idea of what homelessness is. And it is not what you think it is. There are people going to work every single day and going. Right. Turn your nose up. These are human beings just like you and me. And you don't know if you wake up tomorrow if you're going to have somewhere to live, let alone a phone or a computer to watch something on the internet. How would you feel? How would you feel? That is not a good place to be. Yes. Baba Kwame, son, let's go right ahead.
Okay, and if we got up this morning and before we got ready to come out of our beds and we sit on the edge of the bed, and the Mother Earth said, don't you dare step on me because you're not doing right by a woman, what would you do?
Ooh-wee.
If Mother Earth told us we could not walk on her, we got ready to get out of our bed, because you're not doing right by her, what would you be able to do?
Wow.
Yeah.
You can
go anywhere. The earth is there where there's nowhere you can go.
Right.
Wow. I never looked at, wow. Yeah. That's a food for thought, isn't it? Mm-hmm. What would you do? Let us know. Post your comments. We'd like to know what you think. You can post them on our YouTube and Facebook channel, Higher Learning TV. See, that is why you have to sit at the foot of the elders instead of trying to get to the club or wherever you're going. Just do it once a week. As a child, I couldn't understand my grandparents, my grandmother, and my aunties, because that's who raised me, and their boys helped continue to raise me.
What we're doing is looking at what step by step is done.
Yes.
That's tax dollars that we pay into the system.
Yes.
And we are now, she found out that I can use our tax dollars to help those women that are in need with children and bring them spaces where they can raise their children in a safe space and provide them, because to have that six-bedroom house that she just rehabbed, it was all through the grants and monies of our tax dollars. And this is how we have to do the whole village. Because how you utilize your my own natural energy yields, that's what money stands for. And we got to understand how to use that energy to yield us the spaces to put our people in and our children. They tax you, but what do you do with the taxes? What do you allow them to do with your tax dollars? If they're going to tax you, we should you have something to say as how it's used for us.
Absolutely. And be sure to be used for helping rather than hurting. We have a right to make that choice. We want to work for our money. We have a right for our money to be used to help our people, not to kill them, not to make them sick.
$1 bill.
Correctional Corporation of America,
mm-hmm.
and Black and Hunt, they two private businesses started.
Mm-hmm.
Black and Hunt was started by the president of Fredericks of Hollywood. You don't see a lot of Fredericks of Hollywood no more, do you?
No,
because
you don't.
The prison business.
Oh, wow. I remember. Don't you remember Fredericks of Hollywood, Naima? Had no idea.
And that's what Victoria's Secret is. Victoria's Secret, women in South Carolina prison make the lingerie and they put the label on when they come out of the prison.
They do. That's one of the businesses that is taking advantage of prison.
Oh my goodness.
Right, because all the factories, and especially federal prisons, they have a major industry that is not taxed. They're a billion-dollar industry. The federal penitentiary system is a billion-dollar industry that produces and manufactures from bulletproof vests to Scud missile wiring and all the things that it takes to keep a person incarcerated. They make the uniforms. They make, you know, all those tools that they use to house our people is done in the prison. Yeah, if you can pay Amazing Grace is the book, and if you pay $45,000 a year to house one adult man, but you pay $65,000 to $70,000 to house one juvenile for a year in detention, where could you send that money? You could take that same money and take that same teenage, that same adolescent, and put him through Harvard.
Oh, my goodness. But
this is what the system, and this is what we allow to continue, because the money that used to incarcerate and put those people that look like us in those warehouses comes from our pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why America is behind other nations such as China when it comes to education. Because China puts money into education and industry and developing products to sell on the global market. And America puts money into incarceration and housing people behind walls so that they can basically serve as the underground slave labor market. But then the companies that use that labor will not hire the people once they are released. So you have a recycling of a criminal population of people acting out of desperation and trying to survive. And this model that we have in America doesn't work. Obviously it doesn't work. This is why our neighborhoods are being spread, the religion is fear of other people who are preying upon them and making them think they can't survive any other way. We made this mistake. And all we have to do is look to places where people have developed systems where everybody can participate. And we can see that this system that we have doesn't work and it has to change and we have to change it because we're not benefiting from it. And it doesn't matter whether there is money flowing as a result of the prison industry, it's not going to the neighborhood that needs to be reduced. So we have to create the money flow. We have to take the money that we have power over and put it where it needs to go. And that's what our guest is for today. And all of us who have an income, we have the power to choose where we're going to put our money. And we can empower ourselves by investing in those programs and those projects that are changing lives for people. We're getting them out of this cycle of incarceration and poverty and sickness and drunkenness and despair. We have the power to our hands.
And you have that power, and you are welcome to use that power anytime you get ready. And the first thing you can do is go to like and subscribe on our new channel, Instagram.com/HLN, that's short for Higher Learning Network, HLN.homeless.project. And you can also send your tax deductible donations. People are always wondering how they do that. Well, you can do that by simply typing in the pressing on the QR code, or you can always just send it in, and there is a, there it is. Those are the there's the information if you want to send
but
in.
Listen to what you just said.
Yes.
That is tax deductible.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
That means is that the person is paying twice because they take taxes out to put them into incarceration. Then you have them released into the streets, and then you have to provide something for them.
Mm.
So if you're making another contribution, why isn't that tax dollar that would have to be donated but could be utilized in forming a house or forming a business where that person could give them a job when they come out?
Mm.
See, we got to look at how this system is going. Prison and slavery, that's why slavery continues, is because they into the 13th Amendment, neither slavery nor indentured servitude, except if you are duly convicted of a crime in the United States and its Commonwealth. That right there tells you that when they say a law that you're a vagrant and you have to serve time and you committed a crime by being unproductive, is because there isn't nothing in your community that produces for you to work. So that right there shows you the system is working for them,
yeah.
Not for us.
Not for us.
Well, how do we think that they got the southern states to agree to ratify the 13th Amendment? By basically showing you we didn't abolish slavery, we're just redirecting it so that it can continue in another form. I'm sure all of those Congress people who voted for that 13th Amendment were well aware of it. And right after emancipation and during the Reconstruction period, you had all these vacancy laws pop up and you think they were wasted just because you didn't have a job and a place to go.
Okay.
That was the time. And that was how they got the railroads built. That's how they built the roads. They took that chain gang labor, those people who got sent to prison because of vagrancy and any other thing that they could use to create a crime and send them to prison. That's how they kept the state labor going. And all those who were in Congress were well aware of the importance of the 13th Amendment to maintain the system that was the foundation of the American economy.
Right. And the part that we have to overstep, we were the culture that created agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
We were
mm-hmm.
the culture. We, as indigenous people of this land, knew how to work this land of the agriculture that created the industrialization and the incarceration of a people.
Yes, sir. Because if I hadn't chopped cotton as a kid, or my Aunt Edna had been what they call it, a sharecropper, you wouldn't be wearing the lovely cotton that you're wearing today. Yes, I said it, and I meant it, and I won't take it back. We have come to the...
And
go ahead.
But look at
mm-hmm.
We did that, and we created that created the textile industry.
Yes.
From
yes.
that textile industry created the wealth and the bureaucrats that benefited from that.
Mm-hmm.
They turned around and took and said, okay, we can take the material of sand and make it into fiber optics to run the internet.
Mm.
It's the same thing.
Mm.
It just moved from the material of cotton
mm-hmm.
to into the material of fiber optics because they're dropping seeds. We have to understand technology does not go into the cloud. Technology is run through a cable in the ocean.
Mm.
If you look at what they call right now, the biggest project that they got going running cable is called the extraterrestrial fiber optics cable.
Oh, wow.
This is going to Africa and to South America because they've got to put them online. This is why they tell you, you got to be online because that's the fiber line that you're connected by.
Wow.
The same way you connect the thread to make the call.
Wow.
The industry is just taking on a new form and they move from the bureaucrats to the technocrats.
Mm.
That's why you have the PayPal mafia running things in technology now. And these are the next generation. This is why they call it gentrification, because it's the next generation of wealth builders that's building the world of smart cities and technology that they want to have to keep the people in control.
Mm-hmm.
And you eliminate them being able to do the labor because you now create machines that take the place of a human being.
Mm-hmm.
But divine intelligence and artificial intelligence, divine intelligence is greater than any artificial.
You better say that, and we know that. It is 9:32, and the after show is officially over. We want to thank you for tuning in this morning. Baba Kwame Sunhorse, executive producer, Naima Latif, Queen Sister, Adeyemi, and we know that you will be back, and we are very grateful that you will be back. And we thank all of our listeners and viewers. We could not do this without you, and we depend on you to share this information because we all need to be abreast of what's going on in this world. We thank you. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning with Jody Susan, her last show, which she will be moving to 4 p.m. And we thank you, and we hope that you enjoy the show and share it.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn support techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then look no further. Join Dr. Susan Hurst and her consultant, your mom from the stress coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing. Radio TV show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of